still, do you feel like your latter day albums get a fair shake? Like, where do they get heard? Where do they get played? Where do they get promoted? You know?
You can ask any artist that at any time in life, whether their latter days records get promoted. I mean, it rarely happens. I mean, yeah. I think it happened for Bonnie Raitt. I remember that, like, she had a later record that really got promoted and she won a Grammy. Yeah, they get played by fans that listen to deep cuts, you know, and people and I think nowadays there's so much great, like, playlisting and Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube and kind of cross pollination of music that's how people hear a lot of that stuff now. It's just like, it goes on someone's playlist, you know? Yeah. I mean, I don't look at it. Any artist is bummed if the main thing that people still listen to is 30 years old, right, you know, right. But you can't, but also it's like, you got to realize, like, well, at least we have that. I mean, true. You know, you'd be an idiot to be like complaining that much about it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But I think, I mean, Become You is one of my favorite records too, just because, just because we went into it with this whole different thing of like kind of doing almost an Americana acoustic-y sort of thing with Emily's pop leanings. And, you know, it was a really fun record to make. One of the kind of the last big studio, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wondered about that. I mean, you know, I think most people know that you're kind of the rocker and she's the pop person. So I was curious, like, when you put out a solo album like Holler, which is also fantastic,